When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Lakers are pursuing a potentially blockbuster trade with the Toronto Raptors, as reports have come out in recent days that they're interested in Bruce Brown. But now it's not only Brown that they're interested in, as they're looking for a reunion with Dennis Schroeder as well. So we're going to dive into that, including a former Toronto Raptors coach getting fired today, pretty shockingly. So lots of stuff to dive into in this video. Again, if you're part of the 57% of our viewers that are not subscribed, it would mean the world to me if you guys could hit that subscribe button. But let's dive into the news. Let's deliver all the latest Toronto Raptors coverage, as basically the Lakers are pursuing a blockbuster trade with the Toronto Raptors. Now, this is a pretty wild report that has come out, because again, the entire league is interested in Bruce Brown. We've heard all the trade reports, all the rumors, all the speculation that has dropped since that Pascal Siakam trade has gone down. And by all indications, it seems like anyone that's not Scotty Barnes, RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, and some are saying Jakob Poeltl might be on the table, might not. But outside of definitely those three top guys, potentially four, everyone's kind of available. The Raptors are taking calls on the Bouchers, the Schroeders, all these types of pieces. Well, the Lakers, they're looking to scoop up a lot of assets from the Toronto Raptors. And previously, they've had interest in Gary. I'm not sure if he's going to be a part of a deal, but specifically, a report has come out from Tim McMahon saying that the Lakers have interest in Raptors Dennis Schroeder and Bruce Brown. The Toronto Raptors have two players on their roster the Lakers have interest in as well, sources have said. Dennis Schroeder and Bruce Brown. Schroeder was LA's backup point guard last season before signing with Toronto in a full mid-level exception deal this summer. So that's fairly interesting that it's not just Brown, but also Dennis Schroeder that the Lakers are interested in bringing back in a potential trade. Now, looking at the guy's stats, Schroeder this season, again, started off really hot. They've waned a little bit as the season has gone along, gone back to more of his career averages, but 14 points per game, 2.6 rebounds, and then 6 assists, shooting 45% from the field and 36% from three. You know, his shooting has slightly improved this season for the Toronto Raptors. I mean, Dennis Schroeder has been awesome as sort of, a replacement to Fred, a quick fix replacement for Fred VanVleet unexpectedly leaving this offseason. Obviously, the Raptors haven't had the success they were hoping for this year. Obviously, Dennis Schroeder is more of an elite backup rather than, you know, a full-time top-tier starter. But I've been impressed with what I saw from Dennis Schroeder this entire season. And on the offensive and defensive end of the court, even though sometimes he does get a bit overzealous, shooting some threes, taking some clutch shots, you know, pushing the pace and stuff. And then also Bruce Brown, we've talked about him on pretty well every video, but again, only 27 years old, 12 points, 5 rebounds, 2, 3 assists, a guy that can really fit in anywhere, can space the floor, plays defense, cuts really well, is a guy that we've talked about. The Raptors are looking for a first-round pick as well as a player in return for Bruce Brown, and they think that they're able to get it according to multiple reports across the league. We have leverage right now with both Schroeder as well as Bruce Brown. So what could the Lakers potentially offer for both of these guys to make a blockbuster package, a blockbuster trade end up going through? Well, let's look at the LA Lakers roster, because there's not a lot of guys on this team that are particularly encouraging. I mean, LeBron James, AD, obviously we're not getting any of them. D'Angelo Russell has been playing phenomenal as of late, but after the acquisition of Emmanuel Quickley, you know, we have pieces on this team that can run the point guard spot. We're not bringing in D'Angelo Russell, $17 million, $18 million per year to sort of be a backup. I mean, I'm not that interested in bringing him back. Hachimura is a guy that I've been kind of outspoken on. I wouldn't mind Hachimura coming back to the Toronto Raptors as a cool piece. Now, his contract is pretty significant, and the Raptors have talked about wanting flexibility in the future, so maybe Hachimura would be more of a dampening in terms of the Raptors' ability to be flexible in the future, so there's that you have to take into account, but again, if you're dealing out Schroeder and Bruce Brown, be close to $30 million, over $30 million, you're going to have to take some salary back. So Hachimura is a young piece that is on a significant contract, has been good in the playoffs, but is maybe a little bit overpriced, at least for the way Darvin Ham has been utilizing him this season. Again, there's salary filler like Gabe Vincent, Austin Reeves won't be traded. He's also a guy that's probably going to be untouchable for the Lakers. But Vando can't shoot. Torian Prince is 1 year, not that important for us this season. Christian Wood, the deep bench guys, this team is kind of depleted in terms of assets that make sense to the Toronto Raptors, especially if it's Schroeder and Bruce Brown going to LA. So what could we get in terms of draft compensation? Obviously, Hachimura, I'll show his stats thereafter, but 2025 first, 22nd, I believe the 2027 pick is the first draft pick as eligible to be traded, you know, in a potential deal with another team. I mean, if we get, we're probably not getting two firsts for these guys. I mean, maybe we could if it's Schroeder and Bruce Brown, but I feel like they'd want to reserve those picks for a potential star player, and there's rumors and speculation that they might be interested in Donovan Mitchell this offseason, so I'd be surprised if they're willing to dish out a bunch of firsts, but I mean, one first for sure in terms of value for Bruce Brown and Dennis Schroeder would be a significant sort of return for LA, but you know, if we're going into the 2030s, I mean, I know years are flying by, but I'm not that intrigued by that sort of draft pile, the stockage of picks that the LA Lakers have to offer. So there's not a lot of players, there's not a lot of pieces on the LA Lakers roster to acquire both Schroeder as well as Bruce Brown. So I don't foresee a deal potentially making sense unless third teams are involved. Apparently the Hawks are interested in acquiring are interested in trading DeJounte Murray to the LA Lakers in a package that would send a 2029 first, and Hachimura, I believe, going back to the, I don't have that report specifically memorized, a third team potentially getting involved there. I guess Schroeder wouldn't be that sort of a piece that makes sense to go back to LA if DeJounte Murray is going there as well. So there's a lot of moving pieces, a lot of moving parts, but I feel like a three-team deal would have to be the case if a big sort of deal were to happen with Bruce Brown and Dennis Schroeder getting sent to LA. But let me know what you guys think about the LA Lakers sort of assets and pieces. But the next thing we're taking a look at is a former Toronto Raptors coach fired pretty shockingly today, as the Milwaukee Bucks ended up hiring away Adrian Griffin as the team's new head coach this offseason. I speculate a lot that they might go after Nick Nurse, but apparently Giannis believed in Adrian Griffin. He was sold on the sort of interviews and his sort of fit as the coach of the team. But today, a little Woj bomb came out that really shocked everybody, as basically Adrian Griffin has been dismissed as the Milwaukee Bucks head coach. And basically it's because Giannis Antetokounmpo and apparently the rest of the locker room were basically lost faith in Adrian Griffin. Looking at the Bucks Reddit, apparently they had poor rotations. You know, people criticize that a lot. Now, I think pretty well every coach across the NBA gets criticized in the rotations, but apparently the defensive schemes weren't optimizing this Milwaukee Bucks squad. Now, they are a couple years, they are an aging team, so the defense may have fallen off on its own. And then apparently the big thing was that Giannis and the locker room just sort of lost faith in Griffin. So again, that's tough to see, especially if Giannis Antetokounmpo was the guy that really was the guy praising you during the interview stages, was the main reason you end up getting brought into the team. When he loses faith in you, then you're probably going to get canned. You're probably going to get kicked from the roster. I mean, the Bucks have a very short window, a short timeline in terms of the Damian Lillard particular sort of championship sort of space. Again, the second team in the Eastern Conference, I think It was a tough spot for Adrian Griffin to get thrown into, and there's lots of debates going on about whether or not it makes sense for the Bucks to do this. It's such a short time span. Apparently, the Bucks fans thought he was getting better as the season went along, and then had two brutal games, like close wins, you know, in the recent weekend. That was the last straw for the Bucks front office. I mean, first-year head coaches getting thrown into championship-winning teams. We saw Nick Nurse thrive in that setting. We saw Ty Lue thrive in that setting. But then guys like Adrian Griffin, who didn't necessarily completely fall off, but guys like David Blatt, who, again, had solid records, just given the roster and stuff. But the hope or the optimism that they'd be elite coaches, you know, come playoff time, just wasn't there once there for the team. They didn't want to risk wasting a year, wasting a season with a head coach they didn't really believe in. Apparently, Doc Rivers might be the new coach on that roster. So we'll see how all that shakes out. We'll see how it all plays. But let me know what you guys think in the comment section down below about this shocking firing. Let me know what you guys think about all this Toronto Raptors news. You guys are the best to make it this far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. Anyways, I'm signing out. Cheers.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.